Restaurants have taken a huge hit during the pandemic. Even some of the biggest names in the business have closed eateries or pared down their staffs. The state has allowed restaurants to slowly reopen with restrictions. And this week, it gave them the green light to sell cocktails to go. It's too soon to know, but it could be a boon for cocktail bars such as Drink in Boston's Four Point Channel. Drink is part of the Barbara Lynch Collective. The woman who oversees operations at Drink, beverage director Ashley Girton, says bartenders are having to shake up their old ways of pouring the perfect cocktail. They start what's called the batching process 2 hours before the bar even opens.
So we juice limes. We would make a strawberry syrup for our strawberry daiquiri. We would make our almond orgeat for the Mai Tai, and we would measure out the specific amounts that we need for the size batch that we're making. And then we would mix everything together for each specific cocktail separately, and then we would fill all of the bottles just depending on how much we need for either that day or the following day.
And what kind of bottles do you use?
We use a 12-ounce plastic bottle. It's actually a biodegradable plastic that we found from a company that's based in New Hampshire.
So it's not like we've been hearing about something similar to an IV bag, which sounds so unappetizing, but you're not having to use anything like that.
I think of them as like a Capri Sun pouch kind of thing, or at least ones that I've seen. And these are just a little bit more sturdy than those.
So you've got one in front of you right now?
I do.
Describe it for us and tell us what's in it.
Sure. It's a tall cylindrical plastic bottle that has a black top on it, and it has what's known as a J-band, which creates that seal when you open a juice bottle. So it cracks when you open it, so you know that everything inside has not been tampered with since we sealed it. So I have the Mai Tai in my hand, and inside it's an opaque, almost milky-looking liquid because we make an almond milk. Then we have our plantation Jamaican rum, fresh lime juice, and an orange cordial that we make that we devised specifically for this process.
So you have it there in front of you. I'm going to ask you, when was this part bottled? How fresh is it?
This one was bottled 2 days ago.
And am I going to be as satisfied with my Mai Tai when I have it tonight as I would have, say, a year ago tonight?
If you had a one that we made for you at the bar versus this one, I believe that you would. We have been able to utilize some powdered acids that really preserve the flavor of the lime juice. So we just use citric acid, which is the base ingredient in lime juice that makes it tart. It is as close as we can possibly get it.
I guess that's a little different, but you get a lot of credit for that. And what if I like mine with a little extra lime juice? Can I order it that way, or am I just stuck?
Well, you can add it yourself when you're at home, or if you wanted to contact us, we could make a specific one for you, and we would just bottle however many you wanted with more lime juice in them.
So, Ashley, I know that you are the head of beverages now, but you used to be a bartender, right?
Yes.
And I can hear a little bit in your voice of frustration, because I imagine, like a lot of bartenders, you take a great pride in your creations and making them to order. And I just wonder if this is a huge hit to a bartender's ego, or, you know, do you have to look at it more business-like and think this is a good revenue stream?
I think the only reason that it might be a little bit frustrating is that a big part of what we love about what we do is the interaction with the guests and having that kind of like instantaneous feedback when they taste something that you've put a lot of effort into making. Luckily, now that we've been able to reopen, they do get a little bit of that satisfaction with interacting with guests after they have batched these. So they are happy that we're able to continue to have jobs for as many people as we can.
How many people have you had to lay off?
We've laid off about 50% of our workforce.
And that's over how many restaurants in the collective?
Over our 7 properties.
7 properties. And will you now, as things loosen up and you're able to sell cocktails to go, will you be able to hire some of those people back?
That is absolutely the goal.
What's it like, though? I mean, do you wonder from a safety perspective, which of course you have to be concerned about, when you see somebody walking away with a plastic bottle of alcohol, and as you say, it's all sealed up, they're not supposed to have it as soon as they get out the door. But what kind of safety concerns do you have?
We hope and ask all of our guests to abide by the regulations that are in place and are just really, I guess, keeping our fingers crossed that people are behaving responsibly.
Ashley, thank you. So nice to talk to you, and we wish you the best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Ashley Gurdon oversees operations at Drink, which is a cocktail bar in Fort Point Channel in Boston. She's the beverage director at other restaurants in the Barbara Lynch Collective.